It's time again for Checkoff Chats. Of course, that's a program brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff dollars. Dairy farmers, don't forget that includes you as well. You can find more, go to beeftips.com, or you can follow them on social media. Wisconsin Beef Council, and in studio with us, Angie Horkin from the Wisconsin Beef Council staff. Busy time of the year, a lot of different things going on. Of course, this week is World Beef Expo at State Fair Park in West Dallas. Next week, World Dairy Expo, and before I forget, people that want to stop on by can catch up with you folks at World Dairy Expo.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be at World Dairy Expo. We'll be in the foyer of the big expo hall. On your way to get the ice cream, stop in and say hello to us. We'll be talking about the beef checkoff. We'll have a great giveaway that you can sign up for. And of course, you can sign up for the drive. So our e-newsletter, you can get it right in your email inbox once a month or quarterly, just to keep you up to date on the checkoff and all the great things that we're doing here in Wisconsin and across the whole country.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, what the checkoff is doing right here in the state of Wisconsin. One program that's ongoing right now involves our educators. Tell us a little bit about Beef in the Classroom.
Yeah, so our Beef in the Classroom for this fall, now that we're back in school, kids are back in school, we're kicking it off. So family and consumer science teachers at the middle school and high school level, and also our ag instructors, middle school and high school level FFA instructors, can sign up to receive a grant to help them in the classroom to buy beef. So those family and consumer science teachers can go out, go shopping, get some beef cuts that they would like to teach about, to have the kids cook. We give out $100 up to $300, depending on the class sizes and the school sizes. Last year, we had 93 classrooms apply and actually get reimbursed for beef purchases. So we reached 6,000 students. And demographically, we cover the whole state with this program. So we have teachers from all across the state, way up north, of course, the urban areas in Milwaukee. They all, we're covering every county in the state with Beef in the Classroom grants. So it's a great way to really help our teachers. It's not easy being a teacher these days. So
right.
We're definitely out there trying to help them.
And that's still available. If teachers or a parent or somebody is inclined, you can still apply.
Yes. So our fall application is open till September 30th. Right now we have 45 teachers that have already filled out applications and emailed them to us. So there's definitely room for more. So go to beeftips.com, and on our homepage down at the bottom, we have resources and we have Beef in the Classroom right there. You just click right on that link. It takes you to the page. If you're new to the program, it explains what it's all about, what it entails. And then there's a big red button that says register here or apply here, and you can just fill it out. It's all electronic. It's easy peasy.
Good. Angie Horkin in studio with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. We're talking a little bit about where your checkoff dollars are being channeled. And recently, Wisconsin Beef Council elected Rosie Lisway, the new president of the board, and also started looking ahead at 2022. Give me just a couple of the bullet points that were brought up by the board members and where we're headed in 2022, Angie.
Yeah, our fiscal year 2022 starts October 1st. So we are there. We are right now wrapping up fiscal year 2021. We're going to switch gears in a couple areas, but of course, in a lot of areas, we're not. We're going to stick to doing what we've been doing the last couple years and with our digital consumer advertising because it's working great. In about 2 weeks, we're going to kick off fiscal year 2022. And our board did do some great strategic planning at the last board meeting, and we really set some really specific goals for the year and how we want to reach people. And, you know, just to get to that end point, our mission statement, to build beef demand that is sustainable for future generations. So, you know, having a producer-led board, they really think that way. You know, they think, this is my livelihood, and I really need to to sustain that for me and all of my neighbors, everybody in Wisconsin. We got some great marching orders. Our three main pillars or drivers that we're going to stretch for: promote and capitalize on the multiple advantages of beef, and that's where our nutrition message comes in. That's where our people message comes in, so that taking the beef producer here in Wisconsin and connecting them to the Wisconsin consumer, all of that comes into there. And of course, recipes too, you know, having that great beef eating experience because it's got to taste good. Then we want to grow consumer trust in our beef production methods here in the state. And then drive growth in beef exports. So we're still going to invest money into the U.S. Meat Export Federation and have a great presence down there in Central America that we've had a couple, right. The last couple of years. So.
Right. Well, and that was the recent conversation with some of the Beef Council members that had gone to the special exchange in Central America. It looks like an outstanding opportunity. And overall tone from the board, Angie, are they pretty upbeat? Are they feel, you know, so far we've survived the pandemic. Are they feeling pretty upbeat?
I would say yes. Everyone was very optimistic and very upbeat. So it was really nice. It was a great strategic planning session. It really gives us as a staff a great feeling to know that our board is happy. They are, they feel we are headed in the right direction. Of course, that's very important. We will be adding a couple new program areas into the mix for fiscal year 2022. You know, coming off of 21, we really were virtually minded. So yeah, like everybody else, we did everything virtually. But now moving into 2022, we are going to keep some of those newer virtual elements and expand on them. Because I personally don't see a lot of society going back to what it was 2 years ago. I think if we can offer a virtual cooking class once a month, instead of asking a consumer to leave their home and spend 3 hours, like maybe driving and being at that class, we're going to do that. So we're starting that. Our first one's going to be October 28th. So you can cook right from your kitchen, Pam. So if you guys want to hop in, we're going to do a really fun ground beef recipe for Halloween. So we're taking what we learned in 2021 and extending that, even though maybe we will. Hopefully the pandemic is all old news, right? Soon. But we're still going to keep some of that, those virtual elements that we feel are very successful.
Yeah. So. Like you said, I think we all learned that it can work. Now, we were talking about you're going to be at World Dairy Expo. I do want to remind people to stop on by and say hello there. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be stressing at World Dairy Expo.
Well, of course, we love going to World Dairy Expo and talking to the dairy farmers about what we do with their beef specifically. So how we move that dairy beef from here. And of course, that USMEF element is very important, moving those cattle outside of our borders. But yeah, then we're just going to we're gonna have a really great giveaway, too. So some fun stuff. And we're going to have a spice rub bar here and there so you can make your spice rub and take it home. But yeah, then we'll just have great checkoff information, a lot of Wisconsin-specific information you can talk to Tammy about, myself. Caitlin will be there. It's going to be a good time. We always like to have fun at Dairy Expo.
Yeah, don't we? It's a reunion of all kinds. Now, remember, everybody, whether you're a straight beef producer, whether you're a dairy producer that contributes on that beef, for every dollar that you're investing in that beef checkoff, they are telling us that it's returning about $11.91 to the beef community in the way of profit, added value, and so forth. So remember, if you've got questions about how your beef checkoff dollars are being spent, you've got specific questions, Andy and Angie and the staff will be there at World Dairy Expo. Great face-to-face opportunity there.
Yeah, and if you've never met us, come say hi. We love meeting new producers. It's kind of what Dairy Expo is all about.
That's right. It's a reunion. Angie Horkin in studio with us with Checkoff Chats. Again, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. Find more at beeftips.com. Get registered if you are an educator and want to be part of Beef in the Classroom. Don't forget that ends. That opportunity ends on September 30th. And then looking ahead to 2022, their fiscal year, like she said, starts on October 1st. Check it all out at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on the social media, or face-to-face at World Dairy Expo 2021. That's Checkoff Chats with Angie Horkin.